Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Don't have much time today. This weird thing happened where the time changed on us and there isn't much light in the day anymore, so I don't really get to walk Buddy Bean after dinner, after we put baby girl down, so I'm trying to put in a walk quickly before dinner, so I have about 15 minutes, which is fine. Yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. It's been a little over a week, I think, maybe, I don't remember, since the last episode. Some stuff has happened. First and foremost, I guess, Maria and I went to see Tom Segura, a comedian that I have enjoyed, in Charlottesville, Virginia, on Sunday. Well, let me back up. So that's a good story to tell, but this past weekend it was Kaylin's birthday, or not, it was Kaylin's wedding to Trey, Maria's best friend Kaylin. Maria was matron of honor. Baby girl Lena Bino was in the wedding as the second flower girl. There were two flower girls. They were both super cute. And beautiful wedding. Really fun time. Super enjoyable. So that was really nice. We're hoping Kaylin and Trey all the best. We're so excited for them. They're on their honeymoon. Looks like they're having a good time. So anyway, that was Saturday. And then Sunday we went to Charlottesville to see Tom Segura. And we love Charlottesville. We were excited to go there. Had a little trouble getting dinner. Finding somewhere that could have us before the show started. The show wasn't my favorite. I mean, it was funny, you know, but I don't know. Tom Segura was just a little too, I don't know. It was almost like he's doing a little more shock culture. Not culture, but kind of. His jokes are a little more shocking and just like super overly inappropriate. I don't know. But it was still a good time. I enjoyed it. It was a nice little date for Maria and myself. And Maria was all bent out of shape. She's like, sorry. Like, this was my birthday present, by the way, that she got for me. So she's like, sorry, it wasn't that great. Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I really just enjoyed the time with her. You know, I didn't have to get blown away by Tom's act or whatever. But it was fun. But on the way home, it was about 10:30. We were passing by Lexington, and a little buck ran out in front of our car. Really nothing we could do. I didn't want to swerve because there were some cars sort of around us, and I didn't want to potentially hit one of them. I'd rather just hit the deer, so I slowed as much as I could, but we did hit the deer in my brand new car, so that was great. Pulled over on the side of the road, checked it, and it was pretty bad, but nothing was rubbing, there wasn't any fuel leaking, so we decided to just go ahead and get on home. We drove for a few minutes with like no music on and stuff to see if we could hear any weird sounds or anything, but it turned out okay in the end, and we made it home. So that stinks, and that's something I've been having to work on with insurance and stuff. Luckily, I got an estimate on the repairs, and it's close to $10,000 to repair this car that costs like $17,000. So that was shocking. Good news is my insurance is apparently amazing, and we're only paying $400 deductible. So that was great to hear. So anyway, Buddy, what are you doing, dude? He does this thing where he like walks behind me and then will randomly just switch sides, and I have to like move the leash over my head each time. Crazy guy. I think he's just messing with me, you know. Lots of leaves down, I'm sure you can hear them. Well, it's also a lot cooler in the woods. So anyway, I guess the worst part about this is they're not really going to be able to work on my car till probably mid-December, and that's if they get all the parts in by then. So I looked at the like the report of all the parts and stuff they're gonna have to order, and it was crazy. I guess there's just a ton of little parts that broke and stuff on the hood and the headlights and all this stuff. So I don't know. From what I've heard, the insurance is gonna pay for the rental car as long as I need it. So that's another great thing. So that's good. But I'm going to be driving a rental car for probably the better part of a month, maybe more. Hopefully getting my car back around Christmas time, but we'll see. So that was nuts. That's new in my life. Yesterday I went to a C12 meeting, which is a national group, I guess, that puts on these local meetings between Christian business owners. So there is a C12 like CEO group, which Whitney has been going to, and she is allowing me to go to the C12 key players group. So any sort of executive level personnel in a company that helps with big decision-making kind of things, which, as you all know, is one of my favorite things to do. Last episode was all about, I talked a lot about, why can I not think of it? Imposter syndrome. There it is. It was all about imposter syndrome and how I felt like there are times in my young career where I feel like I am not what I say I am, or I just don't feel experienced enough to hold the role that I have. Yesterday felt good though. I was able, you know, I felt to some extent, I know I'm still behind experience wise, but whew, that was a big hill. As far as like-minded thinking and stuff like that, I feel like I'm up to par with those fellas that were around the table yesterday. There was five others besides myself, with the meeting being led by Greg King. So super interesting full day meeting. We start with a sort of a devotion and prayer time, and sort of like a check-in, you know, both spiritually but also with our business stuff. And then we move into, I don't know, I guess that kind of spans the whole morning. I got a delicious breakfast. It was at a beautiful golf course called Ballyhack. And I got a delicious breakfast. Lunchtime, I had a delicious salad. And after lunch, we had one of the people there, one of the key players, presented his company, a little bit about himself, and then some issues that he's dealing with in his company right now. And we all just sort of brainstormed and came up with ideas, suggestions for how he can deal with these various issues and whatnot. So that was super fun. And then we sort of end with just like an open forum of issues and problems that we or our companies are having and trying to fix those and discuss them. I'm excited for next month. It's once a month. I enjoyed it. Whitney was very curious as to if I thought it was beneficial. I think so. I think it's a little too soon to tell. And I told her I think the most we would benefit is when we do our individual, like when we give a presentation on our company and issues we have. Because that way we get the attention on us, and any problems or issues we're having, you know, the whole team that's sitting there tries to fix. So, come here, bud. Hey. Hey, hey. Hey, bud. How's it going?
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, buddy.
Come on. All right, let's go. Come on. So anyway, is there a sport being played down there? Nice. Looks like track. I guess indoor track is coming up or starting now. Indoor track was one of my favorite sports in school.
Oh my gosh, buddy. Jeez.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And it's funny, like, I usually would get sick around, you know, the cold season when I was younger. But being, you know, healthy by doing indoor track really helped keep me not sick. So that was an interesting thing that happened. So random. Such a tangent. Buddy, come on, man. He keeps going all around me and pulling me in different directions. I didn't bring a little beeper today for his collar. So, yeah, that's just a little bit of update on the week, what I've been up to. The podcast with Paul has been going great. You know, we've had some interesting discussions about where we want to take the podcast, how we can provide the most value. Let's see, what time is it, bud? We got to get back. Come on. Got about 5 minutes. Yeah, and I don't know. We're in this interesting spot. I think I told you all last time, or maybe an episode before that, how I don't have a ton of time to devote to, like, actually doing, like, I guess physical manual labor for the show. You know, like editing clips and extra videos and putting a lot of time into writing the script or, you know, show notes or whatever. And I just wanted to make that clear with him. This podcast to him, he's got a really great way of creating content, and there's not a doubt in my mind that Paul is going to become like a well-known, or I guess relatively well-known content creator. I mean, he could be up there with Matt Diavella and Ali Abdaal and all those guys one day, I'm not sure, but I think he has a really good standard for the content that he's creating that I just don't have right now in my current life, but I also don't know that I've ever had it. So I'm one for more sloppy walking through the woods while podcasting just because it seems fun and convenient for me. And he's one that wants to make it as perfect as possible, knowing that it can't be perfect, but also making sure above anything that the right kind of value is being given, which we both believe that, and we know it's important to try and deliver as much value as possible, because if you aren't delivering value, then there's no reason for anyone to listen to you. So yeah, he's got a good head on his shoulders with content creation, and I think he's got something special. So I literally checked before I went into the house today, and he has 499 subscribers on YouTube, one away from 500. To be honest, I'm sure he's hit 500 in that time. He's probably over it. So, but you guys go and give him a subscribe on YouTube. I know it would mean the world to him. His first video went out 6 months ago, so he's grown to 500 subscribers since then. That's pretty incredible, in my opinion. So yeah, he makes some good stuff. Go check him out, and you know, again, subscribe to our podcast, The Beautiful Mess, if you'd like to hear the discussions that he and I are having together about, you know, productivity and side hustles and chasing your dream and just being smart and tactful about how you pursue your passions, maybe even while, you know, going to that 9-to-5 and digging in to make ends meet kind of thing. So that's sort of our goal with all of it. Starting messy and getting better as we go. So that's the premise. Yeah, I don't know. Today I didn't have much of an idea of what I would talk about. I just kind of wanted to talk. get my thoughts out. I also, for the past couple days, have felt like my brain's been a little foggy. I don't feel like I'm thinking as deep of thoughts as I have before. I don't know if that's like an allergy thing or like a cold thing. I don't really feel sick by any means. Could be a sleep thing. Lena's been having a little bit more trouble with sleep, so I know sleep has a lot to do with mental capacity and recalling information, memories, things like that. I don't know. But yeah, that's gonna do it for this episode. Just a little update on how my week went. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you had a great week. And it feels like I'm putting these episodes out weekly, which is nice. I don't know. It's a good sort of rhythm, it feels like. A good pulse, if you will. Yeah. That's it. Heading to the holidays, I think Maria and I are going to have a little bit more time to just relax on the weekends and stuff now that this wedding is over, which is super great. Looking forward to the holidays and the weather. It feels really nice today, by the way. I'm almost sweating. Actually, I am sweating. But this is dragging on way too long. I appreciate you all so very much. And as always, thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of this episode. Me talking about myself to myself, which seems to be a common theme here. I appreciate you all for listening. Subscribe if you're new. Rate if you'd like to. And I will see you guys next time. Remember to focus on the things that matter. Thanks, guys.